الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله نبينا وحبيبنا وسيدنا وقدوتنا الرحمة المهداة للعالمين والشافعي المشفع يوم الدين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، اليوم الموضوع أو المواضيع الثلاثة المتتالية مواضيع في غاية الأهمية. Today the three topics in law are very important and very يعني highly important. ألا وهي موضوع أو مواضيع تتعلق بالمسلمين في بلاد الغرب. It is related to the Muslims and the non-Muslim societies or in the non-Muslim countries. ونحن نتكلم في إحدى هذه البلاد الغربية في المملكة المتحدة، فكان الموضوع في غاية الأهمية. And we, since we are talking about this topic here in one of the Western non-Muslim countries, so the topic become very or highly important. الأسرة المسلمة في بلاد الغرب تعاني من مشاكل. The Muslim family in the non-Muslim land and the West especially is suffering from problems. تحتاج المجتمعات الإسلامية في بلاد الغرب أن تتفهم هذه المشاكل وتعمل على حلها أو التقليل من أضرارها. The Muslim societies in the West must know these problems that the Muslim family is facing in the West, and they must work on rectifying these problems and these things. الأسرة المسلمة في بلاد الغرب هي عبارة عن انعكاس لصورة وحقيقة المسلمين، فعليها مسؤولية عظيمة جدا. The Muslim family in the West is a reflection of the Muslims and Islam, so they carry a very and highly or high responsibility. لأنهم بعبارة سفراء الإسلام في بلاد غير الإسلام. It is as if they are the Muslim ambassadors to the non-Muslims. فكل واحد من المسلمين في بلاد الغرب هو بعبارة باعتبار أنه سفير للإسلام. As every Muslim, every single Muslim living amongst the non-Muslims in the West or anywhere, he is considered to be the ambassador of Islam. فعلى هذا تقع عليه مسؤولية عظيمة جدا. And so that there is a big responsibility falls on his shoulders. فلا بد أن يقوم بهذه المسؤولية خير القيام. And he must fulfill this responsibility in the best way. وهناك وهناك أمور قد تطرأ على بنية المجتمع المسلم في بلاد غير المسلمين تحتاج إلى فهم دقيق من أجل احتوائها وعدم تحولها إلى يعني عناصر تفكك هذه الأسرة المسلمة. There are some things that occur to the Muslim family living in the non-Muslim lands. The Muslim society, the whole Muslim society in that non-Muslim land should analyze it and address it and know how to rectify it. Otherwise, it will become a phenomena, become a kind of problem, obstructor on the way of Islam. نعم. لذلك يجب على المجتمع المسلم في أو الجماعة المسلمة في بلاد غير المسلمين أن يتعرف على المشاكل المحيطة به وينأى بنفسه عن الانشغال بسفاسف أو بسفساف الأمور. And that's why the Muslim community must come to recognize the serious problems amongst the Muslim community and يعني stay away from the silly problems and silly issues that can be يعني solved on يعني lower basis. نعم. وأيضا ما قد يكون نتيجة لحظوظ النفس and what can be and these problems which can be only due to selfishness and يعني one's يعني own desire and claim. فينبغي للمجتمع المسلم والقائمين عليه أن يترفعوا عن هذا. So the Muslim community and those who are responsible of the Muslim community must be higher than this. يعني if I could say يعني childish involvement. لماذا؟ حتى يتفرغوا لما هو أعظم من خدمة هذا المجتمع. فإن مجتمع مسلم بمختلف أعراق يتطلب إلى جهد جبار، جهد كبير. As the Muslim community with different backgrounds requires a lot of job to be done in order to keep the unity and the brotherhood amongst this community. الذي نراه في غالب المجتمعات المسلمة في بلاد الغرب أن المجتمع متفكك. What we see in most of the Muslim communities living in the West is that the society or the community is broken. فتجد اجتماعهم على أساس العرق الجنسي لا على أساس الدين. And you see that the unity is based in most of the cases on the of the lineage background and the racism, not on the religion. فتجد مثلا الأحناف أو بالأخص مثلا الإخوة من الباكستان لهم مسجدهم، والإخوة من بلاد العربية لهم مسجدهم، والإخوة من بلاد المسلمين غير العربية لهم مسجدهم بحسب كثرتهم وقلتهم في تلك المجتمعات. As you see, for example, the community from Pakistan, for example, they have their own masjid, while the others have their own masjid. And you see, maybe the Arabs have their own masjid, and the other Muslims who any are from other different countries based on the number of them, and that either you see them either they go to the nearest ones, I mean nearest not in distance but nearest in culture, or they go alone if they have the enough number of them to establish this organization or an institute. وهذا لا شك أنه مدعاة التفكك والضعف. And this is definitely no doubt that it is a cause of split and weakness. نعم. ولهذا نقول مثل هذه المراكز الإسلامية ينبغي أن يكون لها دور عظيم. Like this Islamic centers must have a very great role amongst the Muslim community in the non-Muslim land. لأن المسلمين في بلاد الغرب ما عندهم ما يرجعون إليه في حاجياتهم الأسرية والأخوية والدينية إلا هذه المراكز. As these Muslims living in the Muslim land have no any other place to go to whenever they have any problem, and for example family problems, problems between friends, religious doubts, or they have no any other places other than the masajid and the Islamic centers. لما يجد أن نافرة ومتناحرة هنا يحصل عدم وثوق بها ويحصل إعراض عنها، فإذا أعرضت الأسرة المسلمة عن المنظمة المسلمة أصبحت كالشخص المتفرد عن الجماعة أو كالشاة المنفردة عن القطيع يسهل للذئب اصطيادها. And when this occurs and happens, that the Muslim, the Islamic centers and the masajid do not fulfill their proper duties, and they get free and get involved in some other businesses like fighting and criticizing each other and like these things, then what will happen is this family, Muslim family, would lose the trust towards this Islamic center or masajid. And as a consequence, this family will be like a sheep left the fold, and the wolf easily can come and إيه. لذلك نقول ينبغي على القائمين على المساجد والمراكز الإسلامية أن يبتعدوا بالمساجد والمراكز الإسلامية عن هذه الترهات. That's why we say that these مساجد and Islamic centers must avoid such kind of silly things. نعم. على كل حال المشاكل في المجتمعات المسلمة في بلاد غير الإسلام تنحصر في أمرين اثنين. The problems that occur amongst the Muslim communities in the Muslim lands is found based on two main factors. الأول هو ما يمكن تلافيه بتوقعه والحسب والتحسب له وبالتالي معالجته بالوقاية. نعم. The first is what can be avoided when expecting it or when expecting it and taking care of how to protect oneself from it. And therefore we say the preventive protection is required here. نعم. لأدر الثاني المحور الثاني للمحاور مشاكل الغرب هو المشاكل يعني الطارئة والتي يمكن التي يمكن حلها ومعالجتها عن طريق مجالس تعقد لها. The second is the يعني the accidental problems that does not have any background or extent. It's just a problem between يعني two brothers, two sisters, a couple. Then like these things we have to have a committee that responsible of providing solutions and sitting to these people who have conflict. طبعا وحتى إذا كان هناك مشاكل مالية مشاكل كذا يمكن أن تشكل لجان من قبل هذه المساجد والمنظمات لحلها. Even if there are problems who are not as an extent but it's problems that happens occasionally or once at every something. It's not a permanent thing. It's not a, it does not have an extent. Like this, we can, like financial problem to the Muslim community, etc. We can make a committee, form a committee, to be responsible for these things, and study the reasons of the appearance of this, and how we can maintain it. ولا حرج أن يستفاد من خبرات الآخرين. There is no harm to benefit from the experiences of the others. بالمناسبة يمكن مقاطعتي في أي لحظة. By the way, you can just stop me anytime. للسؤال if you have any question أو الإيضاح الاستيضاح if you have any clarification. نعم. لأن قد يؤخر الإنسان استيضاحا وأنا إنما أتكلم من ذهني وإن كنت أعددت نقاط لكن كلام من ذهني، فإذا تركتموني استمر ثم عدتم لتستوضحوا قد يكون الأمر شوي فيه صعوبة. So that's why I say because I'm just speaking out of what I out of my just as I think of it. Although I have set up points, but I'm not reading something. So if you have anything to be clarified, please stop me and or question and ask. Because if you just let me go or ahead, later on you want to clarify something, it might be difficult then to yani, give the proper words. Now, from us. Hi. المرأة في أي مجتمع هي قوامه. The woman in any community, it is the main pillar of it. لذلك وجب على المجتمعات أن تعنى بالمرأة عناية جيدة. And that's why the communities must take care of the woman يعني very well. من أسس يعني الاعتناء بالمرأة تلمس حاجتها from the principles of building up يعني a good structure of woman, Muslim woman, is to find the needs of this woman حتى تلبى بطريقة صحيحة تتفق مع الشريعة الإسلامية, so it can be fulfilled in a better way, يعني adhering to the شريعة of Islam. وأي امرأة مسلمة في الدنيا إذا وجدت هذا استغنت عن ما تراه في الخارج. And any woman, any Muslim woman in the whole world, once she find what يعني purifies her, would take it as a sufficient thing. She would never need for imitating the others. نعم. لكن إذا تركنا المرأة بلا عناية هنا يحصل الإشكال. But if we abandon and leave the woman without any care given to her, then here the problem occurs. وإذا حصل قصور في تربية وتنشئة المرأة فإن هذا يعني بالضرورة نشوء جيل فيه خلل كبير. And whenever the woman is not given good care, this will necessarily mean that there will exist a generation of children who are in improper Islamic personality and understanding, نعم, and trust. نعم. فلا بد أن نعطي المرأة كما قيل الأم مدرسة إذا أنت أعددتها أعددت شعبا طيب الأعراق. The mother is a school. If you prepare her, you have prepared a generation which is very strong and good, and perhaps can, and of course can carry the responsibilities. لكن إذا أهملت المرأة ضاع هذا الجانب وبضياعه يحصل انهدام في بناء الأمة المسلمة. And whenever this thing is missed or misused or misachieved, then the whole structure of the community will collapse. نعم. لذلك ينبغي أن نتعهد هذه الحق المرأة. And that's why we have to time to time try to find the needs and difficulties of this woman, of the Muslim woman living in the non-Muslim countries. وليس صحيح أن تهمش ولا صحيح أن الباب على الغارب. And it is not correct that you put the woman aside, nor that you give her the whole responsibility. نعم. فإنه لا بد من اشتراك الرجال والنساء لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم النساء شقائق الرجال, قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم النساء شقائق الرجال كما في سنة الترمذي بسند صحيح. هذا سنة الترمذي يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم the woman are شقائق من جمع شقيقة, شقائق is part of شقيقة, والشقيقة هي الأخت من الأب والأم, الأخت من الأب والأم, والمقصود أنها شقيقة له في الأحكام الشرعية إلا ما كان فيه استثناء له أو استثناء له. شقيقة means يعني sister from the same father and mother. نعم. And this means here that they are equal in the obligations of the Sharia, except for what the Sharia exempted the man from or exempted the woman from. Now, now.
Is it also concerning of knowledge? Let's say he has a hole. So if he's sitting in front of them, is it okay for him to make it to have which is the men on one side, the women on one side, or just like chairs, or there's more like a hole boy. So that should be so that he can make it as interactive, should sit with that pressure, or would it be better to remain in front of them?
This is a good question. If a brother has a hall and he is having a kind of talk or conference or whatsoever, and there will be brothers and sisters attending, where should the sisters be located? نحن عندما نقول بأن المجتمعات الغربية لها خصائص لا نعني تذويب الهوية الإسلامية في المجتمعات الغربية. When we say that the Western societies have their own characteristics which are different from the Eastern society characteristics, we don't mean to Muslim society, or the Islamic guidance ignored and abandoned, and the Muslim personality melt into the non-Muslim societies. But we mean by that, ولكننا نعني بذلك أن لا يعني يصار الأمر يعني لا يكون هناك تشدد لدرجة أنه تمنع المرأة من سماع الحق, فبالتالي لن تسمع إلا الباطل. So we don't mean to isolate the woman from the يعني and ban her from listening to the haq, because that will necessarily make her listen to the false, to the batil. وعندما تستمع المرأة للباطل فإنها ستكون يعني حملا ثقيلا على المجتمع. And when the woman listens to the false and باطل, she will be a heavy load upon the shoulders of the community. لكن كما ذكر الأخ أنها تكون يعني نجعل نكون وسط, نجعل صفوف النساء في الأخير كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, وخير صفوف النساء آخرها. But we do, as the brother just suggested, we make the women's rows to be the last. يعني they sit at the end. نعم. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the Salah, the best of the lines or rows of the woman is the last. هذا ارتكاب خف الضررين. أما إذا كنا قادرين على فصل مجتمع على فصل النساء عن الرجال, هذا أيضا يعطي النساء حرية أكثر. If we can isolate the women from the men in that space, this will give the women more, يعني a better privacy, so they can, يعني maintain their all their needs. نعم. لكن أن يجعل الأخ صف يمين رجال صف يسار نساء وهو يقف أمام الكل, هذا ليس من السنة ولا من وسائل الحفاظ على المجتمع, إنما هذا تقليد غربي, هذا تقليد غربي وذوبان للشخصية المسلمة في العادات التقاليد الغربية. نعم. But if we say that the Muslim women or these women should sit on one side and the men one, and this brother who's lecturing stand يعني facing both, then this is not يعني the proper way, and at the same time it's only imitating to the kuffar. نعم. نعم. لا, هو هذا يعني بقاء الأخت في بيتها ومتابعتها الدروس على البالتوك, هذا في موضوع الدروس, هذا موضوع الدرس. لكن هو الأخ يعني يتكلم عن ربما عن أشياء أخرى, ولو أمكن أن المرأة تبقى في بيتها وتشارك عبر الوسائل الحديثة هذا أفضل لا شك, أفضل جمعا بين قول يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النساء شقائق الرجال, وبين قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني النساء شقائق الرجال في ماذا, في تعلم العلم. يعني if it is possible that a woman يعني remain sitting at home and follow the activities of the masjid or the conference or whatsoever, through whatsoever media, not necessarily to be Pal Talk or Skype or internet or يعني whatsoever media, would be better يعني according to the guidance of the Quran and Sunnah, as Allah Ta'ala, as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, النساء شقائق الرجال, means they have the right to seek knowledge like them. نعم. And نعم. And also the said, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى, and stay and remain seated at home and do not expose the way the women at the jahiliya used to expose themselves. فبهذه الطريقة تتعلم وتنال ما أرادت عبر هذه الوسيلة, وفي نفس الوقت وفي نفس الوقت حافظت على نفسها في بقاء في بيتها. So by that, this woman has يعني joined the talk, lecture, conference, whatsoever, and at the same time through this more immediate, and at the same time she fulfilled what the Prophet said, النساء شقائق الرجال, meaning in knowledge and as well as the other worship. By that, by using the today's technology, the modern technology in media, in media, she has fulfilled the saying of Rasulullah sallam that the women are equivalent to the men in order, or they are similar to the men in order, or in the period of, for example, seeking knowledge. Now, she's sitting home and listening to the knowledge, and she can participate, she can ask. Now, so she had done the two. Allah Ta'ala said, وَقَرَّ فِي بِيْتِكُنَّ and you may sit in your homes. And the Prophet ﷺ said, شقائق الرجال by the right of learning the knowledge. She's learning knowledge from whom? نعم. ولكن يعني يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تمنع إماء الله مساجد الله وبيوتهن خير لهم. But the Prophet ﷺ said, do not prevent the women, the female slaves of Allah, to go to the masajid of Allah and their homes, better for them. نعم. هذا الحديث موجه لمن؟ هل هو موجه للقائمين على المساجد أم موجه لأولياء الأمور؟ لأولياء الأمور. This hadith is directed to whom? Directed to the authorities of the masajid and dawah centers, or directed to the husbands and fathers? Now, husbands and fathers, of course. نعم. So, يعني, if the masjid declared that we are not going to have sister section here, يعني, it is not correct that the sisters or any others come and say, "Ya, Ikhwan, you are opposing the Sunnah," because the Prophet ﷺ said, "Don't stop the." The female slave of Allah from coming to the masajid of Allah. I would say, this hadith is for her husband, not for the authorities of the community and the masjid. And that's wrong. Wrong understanding of the hadith. نعم. لماذا؟ لأن عائشة تقول لما بعدما مات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بزمن تقول لو رأى كنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لمنعكن من المساجد. يدل هذا على أن المسؤول عن المركز الإسلامي أو المسجد له الحق إذا رأى المصلحة في عدم مجيء النساء. عائشة رضي الله عنها said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, if the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is still alive, he would have stopped you from coming to the masjid, to the masajid. نعم. And this proves that the person of authority amongst the or the responsible of the Islamic center or the masjid has the right to stop the woman coming to the masjid if he finds that it is better for the community. نعم. وهذه مسؤوليته, and this is his responsibility. نعم. لكن فكل الأمر كما بينا لا ينبغي أن يكون هكذا ولا هكذا, وإنما يكون بحسب الحالة, حسب الحالة وليس عموميات. في لوت عندهم كذا, نحن لماذا لا عندنا مثل عموميات هذه, وإنما بحسب كل حالة. يعني it should be judged based upon the situation itself, not generally. Someone come and say, but in Luton they have this, why you don't have this business? This is wrong. هذا من جانب المرأة, من جانب المرأة. والمجتمع يتكون, المجتمع عبارة عن لبنات, بناء مكون من لبنات. The society is a wall built of bricks. هذه اللبنات هي الأسر, عبارة عن الزوج والزوجة والأبناء. It is the families, the father, the husband, the wife, and the children. فيدخلون تدخل اللبنات في بعضها البعضات. And these bricks go into each other like this لتكون جدارا قويا تسقط دونه الفتن والشبهات والشهوات. So when they go together like that strongly, they form a wall, a strong wall, that the fitan, the trial, the shubuhat, the doubts, the shahawat, the desires, will fall by hitting into it, fall down, and have no way to exceed this boundaries of this wall. Now, إذن هناك يعني مسألة مهمة. There is an important issue. أن الوضع في الماضي غير الوضع في الحاضر. The situation in the past is totally different from the situation today. الوضع في الماضي كان المسلمون يفتحون بلاد الكفار ويدخل الإسلام فيها، وكان الأمر سهل لمن أراد أن ينتقل من بلد إلى بلد، ما هناك تبعات لذلك. In the past it was easy because the Muslims used to conquer the lands, and those lands become Muslims. Now, and even when one Muslim wants to move from one land to another, they have no problem. أما اليوم لا، الوضع يختلف. اليوم الوضع يختلف. Today the situation is different. Different. يرحمك الله. أولا اليوم هناك قيود. There are obstacles في طريق تحول المسلمين من بلاد غير إسلامية إلى بلاد إسلامية. There are obstacles and barriers on the way of Muslims migrating from the non-Muslim land to the Muslim land. نعم. ثم أمر آخر، هناك جوازات سفر. Passports. فكون الإنسان يحمل جواز سفر بلد ما فهو منتمن إليها. As long as this person is يعني carrying the passport of so and so country, it necessarily means that he is يعني linking himself to it, to that land, and is having يعني somehow of loyalty to that country or that land. إذن الأمر ليس باليسير. So the situation is not that easy. نعم. ومن واقع المسلمين في بلاد الغرب نرى أن أعدادهم تكثر دخولا في الإسلام يوما بعد يوم. And from the situation of the Muslims in the non-Muslim land, we find that the number is increasing by many non-Muslims converting to Islam. نعم. وهؤلاء غير المسلمين بالإضافة إلى ضعف مصادر التعليم الإسلامي هم يصعب عليهم تذويب الأمور التي عندهم التي ورثوها، لأنهم ما زالوا يعيشون في الشارع، في العمل، في المدرسة، في بقية أفراد الأسرة الكافرة. And the Muslim family and Muslim members will face a difficulty, a major and serious difficulty in يعني changing their whole entire life while they are living in the non-Muslim land. Because although they come to the masjid, but yet in the street, it's still the same streets that they used to be living in before Islam. They still see the same images, same people. Now, and it is difficult now to forget their past, especially if they still have members of their families on kufr. فيصعب عليهم قطعهم والعيش وحدهم دون أقرباء ويصعب عليهم أيضا ماذا التخلي ويصعب عليهم التخلي عن تعاليم دينهم فيكون هناك عندهم حيرة. هذه الحيرة ماذا يزيلها ومن يزيلها؟ إنما هو المسجد والمركز الإسلامي. This will necessarily bring some kind of confusion to them. They are getting the Islamic guidance, but at the same time they need a family climate. Now, so this builds a confusion to them. ولذلك نقول المجتمع المراكز الإسلامية والمساجد ينبغي أن تترفع عن الأمور الصغيرة والخصومات غير يعني التي لا تقوم على أساس الدين إنما حظوظ نفس، فإن أمامهم مسؤولية كبيرة عظيمة وسيسألون عنها يوم الله ولو كانوا متطوعين. And that's why we say the Islamic center in the masajid must move forward to leave all these personal conflicts and self-revenge and like that, so that they don't destroy their communities, as this is a responsibility, major responsibility before Allah, even if they are volunteers. Yet they are responsible. إن بعض الناس يظن أنه إذا لم يأخذ راتبا من المنظمة أو المسجد أو غير مسؤول. قل لا، أنت مسؤول أمام الله. Some people think that as long as he does not take any salary from this organization or masjid, then he's not responsible of whatsoever happens to the community. You say, no, you're wrong. Absolutely, totally wrong. If anything wrong, if you do anything wrong and anything wrong happens to the ummah, you are responsible before Allah. And Allah Ta'ala will ask about it, will question it. لذلك ينبغي علينا أن نبتعد عنه. تقول أختنا هنا sister says, what advice do you give to sisters and brothers who attend gathering events which have brother and sisters speaking poetry or singing نشيد؟ تقول أختي ما نصيحتكم الإخوة والأخوات الذين يحضرون تجمعات قوم فيها بعض الإخوة والأخوات بإلقاء القصائد أو الأناشيد أو إلقاء الأناشيد؟ أقول هذا من الأمور التي ذكرناها إن كان النساء وحدهن والرجال وحدهم فلا بأس، لا بأس، لكن لا ينبغي أن يكثر منه، خاصة في بلاد الغرب. نقول لا بأس خاصة في بلاد الغرب، وإن كنا نشدد عليه في بلاد الشرق في بلاد المسلمين، إلا أن هنا الناس أوضاعهم تختلف عن أوضاع المسلمين في بلادهم في بلدانهم. So we say if this is based on the segregation between men and women, no problem, especially in the West or in the non-Muslim countries. Why? Because they have a different environment and culture like that. Not like it in the East, where the Muslim environment is clearly seen and well known. فلذلك نقول لا نمنع منهم أبدا ولا نسمحهم أبدا، وإنما نقول بضوابطهم. And that's why we say we don't allow it generally, not that we forbid it generally, but we say it is based on the based on the rules which are observed from the religion of Islam. وهذه يقول if the imam is not in the masjid, who should lead the salah? الله هذا أخت السؤال عجيب من الأخت. It's a strange question from the sisters. What definitely cannot happen is that the sister leads the prayer. This definitely cannot happen. Whether the imam is here or not here, definitely cannot lead the prayer. نعم. لكن إذا كان السؤال نيابة عن الرجال، بقول لك وسيم الزيز just on behalf of the men، فنقول إذا الإمام غير موجود في المسجد فإن كان الإمام أو القائم على المسجد أسندوا الإمامة في غياب الإمام إلى أحد، فهذا هو الذي يقوم بالإمامة. We say if the imam is not available in the masjid and there is somebody who the position of imama is delegated to, then he is the one who should lead the prayer. وإذا لم يكن موجودا but if he is not available also, فإن المؤذن الأساسي للمسجد هو الذي يصلي بالناس. Then the مؤذن of the masjid leads the prayer. فإن لم يكن المؤذن موجود نعم الرسمي يقدم أقرأهم لكتاب الله، يقدم أقرأهم أحفظهم لكتاب الله أحفظهم، وليس بالضرورة أن يكون من كذا أو من كذا إنما يكون أحفظهم ويقرأ القرآن بصورة صحيحة، ليست لا يشترط أن يكون مجودا من الطراز الأول ولا أن يكون عالما بأحكام التجويد والقراءة، لكن تسلم قراءته من اللحن الجلي. يعني say if the imam or the representative of the imam both are not available, then the مؤذن the official مؤذن if the official مؤذن is not available, then one of the brothers who are available who have more Quran than the others, and it is not necessarily to be from this tribe or that tribe. The most important thing is that he has more Quran and he recites Quran without any mistakes that can change the meaning. It can change the meaning. Naam, Allah Azza. It is permissible for the women if they are if they are in a place which has no masjid, that a man who is imam leading the prayer. it is permissible for them to come and form a jama'ah, but it should not be something yani constantly done. Yani, mashallah, every prayer we have a gathering of women, whether in the institute or in a house or in a hall, yani they take it as yani something yani constant. Every fard they pray jama'ah. We say no, that is wrong, because during the time of the Prophet and the Sahaba, they did not used to have like this, but they used to do it occasionally, not constantly. Occasionally. نعم. وإذا كان هناك سبب, and if there is any reason for that, there's a purpose. مثلا الجامعة والكلية كلها بنات, ما فيها رجال. For example, the college or the university is all women, no men. وأرادوا أن يعني أرادت هؤلاء المسلمات أن تري الكافرات يعني هذا الشيء, أو يصلون لعل يعني تعرف السفر, هذا لا بأس. طيب, and there is a necessity or a need for that, like for example, as I said, the whole university, the whole college, the whole institute, the whole school is women only, no men. But it is men, women who are Muslim kuffar. And these sisters wanted to show the kuffar women, and this thing, the salam, so they yani might accept it and might come to Islam through that. Then we say, this is something good. It's not bad. Naam? This is something good. And it is not bad. Naam, Allahu A'lam. سؤال آخر. another question. سؤال من الأخوات. Is that time for them? This is a good question. The ulama, the Lajna al-Da'ima, the highest committee, and all the ulama will ask about the alarm on the mobile line, or mobile phone, and the alarm, as well as the tone, ringing tone, to be of any type of dhikr, whether it is the Quran, dua, some people choose dua of Sidays, dua of Shireen, or adhan. Is that permissible? They say no, it is not permissible. The ulama said that it's not permissible. The Quran, the dhikr, the dua wasn't signed for these things, but it was for purpose. That purpose should be conducted as if we cannot change it to something else. Therefore, we say you can actually use any other means as an alarm or as a ringing tone, but not the Quran, not the dhikr of Allah, not the dua. نعم not adhan, of course, لأن الله عز وجل يقول, فضل الله تعالى says, ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. And who respects the obligations of Allah, this is a reflection, or this is a proof of the fear in the heart. Allah. Here some questions from the Sunni question. Like, all the women in Saudi Arabia allow us to participate in i'tikaf. Yes, my wife done i'tikaf, alhamdulillah. Yeah. In Masjid al-Nabawi, in Masjid al-Haram, and in many other masajid, women are allowed. That's clear. Women can you please suggest to the community here how to facilitate for the woman this blessed ibadah, please? If there is some kind of privacy, then yes. And a woman should be isolated from men, even in their toilet, their exit, their entrance. Their. If that is available, then yes. But if it is like the situation here, and it's I didn't command it at all, it is a kind of mess. The same entrance, both men and women, and just if it is in the Muslim land, we do not accept it. What about it in the non-Muslim land where many Muslim women come, mashallah, to the masjid, and jeans, and trousers, and tight shirts, and makeup, and their faces uncovered. They come to the masjid, na'am, to just pray. What if they are coming to do the i'tikaf? Allah alam, what happened? Right. And also, the toilet, the facility. Although it's a separate toilet, but entering, the entrance is the same entrance. It's one. So up until the authorities here, the masjid responsibles, people who are responsible for the masjid, can provide a special facility. Up until that, I don't recommend that women do at the car in such weather and climate. Now, and the other thing is that the woman must know that her i'tikaf must be permitted by her wali, whether if she is married, her husband; if she is not married, her father, or whom she lives with, like a brother. Or she must have ask him permission. If he permitted, otherwise she cannot do it. She cannot do it. نعم. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى أمهات المؤمنين ضربنا أخبية في المسجد فنهاهن عن ذلك وأمر بحلها. ليس المنع الكلي، لكن قال آل بر أردنا، فأرشد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه الأفضل لا أن تبقى في بيتها. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم when he saw that the mothers of believers started building their tents inside the masjid for their i'tikaf, he asked, what is this? They said that these are the mothers of believers. He said, Al birra aradna, do they want piety? Then let them remain home, better for them. Wallahu a'lam. Inshallah, ba'd al-adhan na'khud as-su'alayn al-baqiya. After the adhan, inshallah, we get this other two questions.
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي الحي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
This question here says the British government is determined to get the Muslim woman out to work. Can you please suggest employment? But anyway, yani, we don't recommend the Muslim woman to work in a free mixing. Working area or climate. Now, if there is a work that the woman can do away from mixing with men, then it is okay, but with the permission of the wali, with her husband or father. Working in Ikhwan, and so many women just want to work as a kind of entertainment. It's my right. Why he's working, I want to work. Yeah. She just wants to go and, as they say, change with her. And she just wants to go see some other faces. This is wrong, Yahwah. The man is responsible in Islam to do this, to spend on the family, but based upon two things: his ability and the the custom of the area where they live. And if the woman, the Muslim woman in her area, receive this kind of spendings, then she has the right to give the spendings if he is able to. And Allah Azza wa Jalla يقول لينفق ذو ساعة من ساعته. Because Allah Ta'ala said, let the one and everyone to spend as his ability. لكن أن تريد المرأة أن تذهب فقط من أجل أن تتمتع بالذهاب والإياب, هذا ما ينبغي, لأن عندها مسؤوليات عظيمة. كما قلنا, الأم مدرسة, فهي عندها مسؤوليات عظيمة في البيت. أولاد المدرسة هي ينبغي أن تطلع على كتبهم وترى ما النقص فيها, تطلع على حاجياتهم, تتثقف, تثقف نفسها في التربية وفي الإسلام. تبقى في البيت عندها مثلا الإنترنت, تنظر في الأشياء المفيدة, إسلاميات, تدخل إلى الدروس المنقولة حيا على الهواء, تستفيد حتى تكون أما وزوجة مفيدة. As I said, that the woman has a greater responsibility than going out for work. She can, she has to stay home and look after the children. And when the children are at the school, she take care of their books, and she checked their books if there is any shortage or something like that. The kids are not doing their homeworks. She also get into the beneficial websites of the internet Islamically and learn, upgrade herself like that. Not to go to the بعض الإخوات تحرص أن تذهب إلى مواقع إعداد الطعام. Some sisters just worried and involved when internet issue brought about the website that gives teachings on cooking. and recipes and la, I will tell them in a mother, or she goes to the websites of style of clothes. هذا الذي تعنى به المرأة المسلمة. المرأة المسلمة تختلف عن كل النساء في العالم. This is not the thing that the Muslim woman is يعني here for. The Muslim woman is different from all other women. All other women have nothing to do. They are very free. Their business is very poor at home. But the Muslim woman is the top quality of woman. So they know what to do. But unfortunately today, many Muslim women just imitate the others. Although they say and admit that these people fail in their life. Okay, why you imitate them? Why you copy them? Why you copy them? That's a problem. تقول أيضا أخت, she also asked, how much right does the wife have over the husband over the TV as it getting rid of? يعني the brother is taking off from the house, جزاه خيرا. If the brother is taking off the TV from the house, جزاه الله خير. أتذكر هنا, I remember here in this يعني at this time, قبل أكثر من ما أدري والله 20 عام أو أكثر, كنت أجريت بحث, maybe around 20 years more or less, I have done a research. I have done a search. Research about the effect of TV on raising up the children and families. Inshallah. في أثر التلفاز على الطفل والأسرة. فاندهشت جدا لما وجدت أن في أمريكا, تعرفون أمريكا هي بلد التلفزيون. You know that America is the country of TV. Hollywood and you know all other countries are followers only. نعم. مع ذلك I found that in America many husbands bought the TVs for just short time and then they get rid of it. And they're not Muslims. And not Muslim. When they were asked why, they said, we found that the TV is becoming the father of my children, dictating to the children whatever culture the TV wants, not what the father wants. And this is something very serious, very very serious. Look, these are kuffar, but they knew, they said, this is my duty, I'm a father, why do they want to take it from me? Why they want to take it from me? You know? And we see Muslim woman wants to have the TV in the house. But if يعني there are some satellites that you can يعني control the TV channels, if it is, I suggest the يعني beneficial Islamic TVs, not Islamic TVs of anashid songs and this planet. There are Islamic TVs give good teachings, like teaching recitation of Quran, teaching Hadith, يعني like that. يعني two TV channels, very very beneficial. You know what these are? One called Mecca, and the other called Medina. Mecca is 24 hour live from Masjid al-Haram. If there are salawat, you see the salawat. They transmit the salah live. If no salah, the cameras are live to every corner of the Haram. You look like if you are in Mecca. You just sit to the TV, you think that you are in the next hotel, in the hotel next to the Haram, opening your window and looking. Plus, they play Quran all the time for different recitals. Now, if you go to the channel of Medina, you see Masjid al-Nabawi and the surroundings 24 hours, like if you are there. And maybe you will come to know details more than me who are living in Medina. Because I'm not going to tour around. But these cameras are, you know, showing it to you. Plus that, they are playing the hadith 24 hours. They stop only for salah. You get the adhan life, the khutbah life, the salah life. Very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. So, get like these TV channels in the house and see how much iman, how much mercy approach this house. How much love you will have, you and your husband. How close you come to each other. Just try it for 1 month and see the results. But to see TV, sometimes people come and say, fight between the husband and wife. The husband want to see, to watch certain programs of football, and the wife wants to watch other programs. Yani subhanallah. Where is our Islam, ikhwan? Where is our Islam? This is not correct, ikhwan. And the husband complained that she doesn't sit with me when I watch TV or football. And she says, I don't like football. I hate football. But he also doesn't sit with me when I watch my programs. He said, I don't like this program. And you at the end find that football, Allah musta'an, the men wearing shorts, and sometimes bad shapes, bad looking. And he sits feeling no shame. And he is also saying that his wife is not sitting with him. And she watches a TV program, which maybe, men and women. And they don't feel like, subhanAllah, ikhwan. The Muslim time is very, very valuable. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Pleasing Allah only. Say, O Muhammad, my salah, my prayers, my nusuk, my slaughtering, my life, my whole entire life, and my death is all for Allah. That means just to please Allah. Just to please Allah. Think of it. Are you pleasing Allah by watching TV and football and this? If you are not pleasing Allah, are you here to not to disbelieve